Well, there you go. I don't know. I haven't ever had to travel during Thanksgiving, but I'm sure that it's horrible in the airports. So what they've done is they've compiled a list of the 10 worst airports out there.
Oh, no.
And the thing is, I mean, you don't have any choice.
I bet Newark is one of the top ones.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going from here to there, it's not like you have much choice, okay? Number 10 is Philadelphia. Number 9 is DFW. Number 8 is LAX. Number 7 is Miami. Number 6 is LaGuardia.
That's what I meant, LaGuardia.
LaGuardia, yeah, number 6. Number 5 is Dulles. Number 4, O'Hare. Number 3, and I hate...
Although, sorry, O'Hare does have its advantages. It has very good ice cream, and one time in O'Hare, I saw a puppet show.
Oh, well, there you go.
It was very nice.
Number 3, and I hate this airport, is George Bush. Wow. And again, possibly it's because, you know, you're coming in on the baby jets and they're just never near the gate you have to be. You know, you're going to have to be in another terminal. You have to be in another gate. And they pretty much treat us like second-class citizens.
Oh, gosh.
And it does. You never know, you know, oh, we're going by camel to the other terminal this week. Oh, okay. Last week it was a train. Week before that it was a rocket ship. Today it's a camel.
See,
okay.
That's how I feel about LaGuardia. They had all these. When I returned from England, you had to. Even though, sorry, I'm not articulating well. Anyway, the point is, they were just really rude, and there were people who, they had all these foreign people that were telling us what to do, but you couldn't understand what they were saying, and they would get angry at you, like,
because
get back in line,
yeah,
and you're like, well, I don't know what you're saying.
Yeah, there you go.
Anyway.
Number 1 is Newark. Liberty Newark is number 1. What's interesting is the one that's not on here, which is Atlanta, which is a busy airport, and... But Atlanta's interesting because, you know, if you're picking up luggage at Atlanta, everybody goes to one place to pick up their luggage, the entire airport. And, you know, invariably you're on that moving sidewalk for about 3.5 hours, but you do finally get there. But there's only, you know, one exit out of the airport, which is kind of interesting. But to be as busy as it is and not be among the 10 worst probably says something about the way they run the thing. So that's good.
You know what? I take it back. Number 1, I'm trying to be more positive. Number 2... I know it was in New Jersey. That's all I'm going to say.
There you go. Well, then that's Newark. Yeah, absolutely. That'd be them. So anyhow. All right. So talk to the hand. I mean, really, really. There is a new smartphone accessory that is called High Call Gloves, and they work in sync with your smartphone. Do you have a smartphone yet? Are you still using that dial-up phone?
I'm probably going to use my Flintstones phone until time immemorial.
There you go. So. What happens is it goes along with your Bluetooth earpiece. Imagine this is how it works. You make a pretend telephone with your hand, okay? You extend your thumb out and your pinky finger out, okay? Are you with me?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm just saying, and if you're driving, just be careful. The smart gloves have a speaker in the thumb and a mic in the pinky.
That's ridiculous.
A few buttons on the wrist give you access to your phone's functions and calling features while it stays warm and dry right there in your little pocket.
That's crazy.
To do this, the High Call gloves cost $60. That's not really that expensive. Come in black or gray. And, you know, the only problem I'm thinking is don't forget that you've got those on. Because if you go and do some stupid thing that you, you know, would do with your gloves, you know, your regular gloved hand, you don't want to be doing that with these $60 gloves on your hand.
And you won't be able to put on your sock monkey mittens.
No, that's right. Okay, here you go. We were all waiting for this to happen. Sherman Hemsley will be buried tomorrow, finally.
So they finally decide who was the
relative
or not?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, Sherman died last July. His body left on ice until a lawsuit brought by his biological brother from Philadelphia was heard. He was suing a woman who served as Sherman's nurse and companion and to her whom Sherman left all his money in his will. The El Paso judge ruled in her favor on November the 9th, and now Sherman, who starred in the Jeffersons, of course, can finally be buried. It turns out he served in the U.S. Air Force after high school, so he'll be buried with full military honors at Fort Bliss Naval Cemetery, following visitation and a service tomorrow.
Neat.
So, laying Sherman Hemsley to rest.
He's finally home for the holidays.
There we go. That's exactly right.
Oh, man.
You know what? You know, you were talking about turkeys earlier.
We were.
You know Brian from Peace 107?
Okay, yeah, I know Brian.
What he just told me was, he said, yeah, economy is real bad this year, and this year we can't afford a butterball. I was like, oh, no. What are you going to do? He said, we're going to have to settle for a margarine ball.
A margarine ball. Very nice.
Like, oh, went, terrible.
Oh, very nice.
And then he played it. Didn't.
He did a rim shot after that.
He did. He played the sound clip.
I like that, though.
We've got some good jokes over on Peace 107.
That's right. Okay, if you watch The Office, Andy Bernard's drunken brother is putting out his sixth album. His sixth album is called All That Echoes. Well, he goes by the name of Josh Groban when he's not in The Office. So anyway, there you go. see how that works out. So in case you don't have enough Josh Groban music. And
the ladies love him.
Yeah, they do. Yeah,
I don't love him.
Okay. Well, I mean, he can sing. There's no doubt about that. So let's see. Now we've got they're still assessing damage in the wake of Hurricane Sandy, and now we've got a tree update. If you were a twee, what kind of twee would you be? It turns out that the storm ripped up more twees out of the ground than any, yeah, really, than any other previous storm. 100,000 twees so far.
What kind of tree would you be,
well,
Scott?
I have no idea.
A mesquite, because they're thorny.
That's right. Yep.
And small.
So there, anyway. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Okay, if you happen to be going to a buffet for the holidays, you know, there's some people who do that.
Yep.
ABC News has just reported the most germ-laden places in the restaurant are the tongs at the salad bar. So consider, I mean, as you go.
Wait, the salad bar? So not everywhere, just salad bar?
But they may not have gone to a buffet-type place.
Does this mean vegetarians are dirty people?
No, I'm not sure what it means. But the other thing is then, do you want to be that guy who pulls the latex gloves out and snaps them on before you use the tongs at the salad bar? See?
People will think you have some kind of communicable disease.
Something. Or do you put your hand in your coat and you reach up and grab the tongs through your coat?
Or do you do everything left-handed and then eat with your right hand?
Well, I think we use utensils, don't we?
Well, naturally.
We're not in India, so I mean.
Well, in Navasota now.
Well, it could be that. Maybe that's what it is. Yeah, it could be that.
She brought the Navasota from Baylor, so, you know, it could happen.
Rude.
I'm not exactly where she's coming up with that.
Every year, we have a tendency to break our New Year's resolutions. So this year, make one you'll actually want to keep. Introducing the BMW Happier New Year event. From right now until January 2nd, get a holiday credit of up to $3,500 on select new BMW models, so you can make a resolution to have a driving experience like no other. Visit your local BMW center today.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Batteries Plus is the best place to locate hard-to-find batteries and a full selection of light bulbs. At Batteries Plus, we have light bulbs for brake lights and batteries for e-books. Looking for LEDs? We have them. Need a battery or bulb for an exit light? Just enter our store. Batteries Plus, the replace-it place.
Now through December 31st, save $5 instantly on select LED light bulbs. Visit Batteries Plus in College Station on the corner of Texas and Holloman. Batteries Plus, any battery, any bulb for anything.
If you or a loved one is considered homebound under the care of a physician and needs assistance with either skilled nursing or therapy service, call Thrive Home Healthcare. Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive services a six-county area, accepts Medicare, and has an on-call nursing staff available 24 hours a day. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
Are you ready for a personalized one-on-one exercise program? Super Slow is just that. Give them a call at 693-6100. Go in. The first session's absolutely free. Takes about 30 minutes or a little bit less. But most importantly, this is focused on you and what you want to get out of this program. Again, the number to call is 693-6100. Go in, try the machines out. You know, there are machines that they've had since I started going there that I've never been on because that's not part of my personalized exercise program. So if you want one-on-one attention that can efficiently move you through a workout plan that you're committed to, then Super Slow is the solution for you. Call them today at 693-6100. Make the choice that can make a difference for the rest of your life. And again, it is a commitment to do just that. They'll work with you every step of the way. Give them a call at Super Slow Zone at 693-6100. Minutes a week, in shape for life, Super Slow Zone.
All right, people, we've got a bleeder. Hold this.
What?
Just hold this.
Look, I just fixed a copy machine.
It's no different than a paper jam.
You need a nurse or something.
Give me your hand, copy girl. Okay, squeeze.
Really?
It's not easy finding qualified employees.
Having trouble finding qualified local employees? For medical staffing, log on to AggielandHelpWanted.com.
Put down the toner. There's a patient that has a broken femur that needs an x-ray.
Where?
Just follow the screen.
Is he bloody?
Use as many words as you like for one low price. We're AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
848 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Okay, if you want more proof that Washington, D.C. cannot manage money, check this out. According to a story in the Washington Times, the government has paid out at least $180,000 for official portraits.
What?
Since last year.
$180,000.
Multiple agencies have quietly commissioned artists to paint official portraits of cabinet secretaries and other top appointees, an expenditure often seen when officials are on the way out the door or already gone. Remember we talked about Lisa Jackson this morning from the EPA?
Yes.
Well, they spent nearly $40,000 on a portrait of her.
Gah. Sounds like egocentric eccentricity.
While a painting of Air Force Secretary Michael B. Donnelly cost $41,200, the price tag for the 3x4-foot oil portrait of Agriculture Department Secretary, hell, you can't even name him, can you? Thomas Vilsack. Oh, it was a bargain at only $22,500.
Maybe I should paint portraits of y'all.
Yeah. Well, you're not going to get paid any money for it, but I mean, if you want to.
We could have portraits up in the office.
That's it. We could do it in, you know, Lent if you wanted
to.
That
would be exciting.
Yeah, we did. We had a lady who sent us some art made from Lent.
Ooh.
You know, like out of the dryer.
Was she drawing an interpretive picture of how she imagined y'all?
No. She actually did a bluebonnet. She actually sent us a bluebonnet painting, a bluebonnet piece of art. Hello?
I can take a digital photograph of myself and then use iPhoto or Photoshop and make it look like a portrait.
Now, see, now,
yes,
that,
you can.
No.
You can.
Now, stop that. We don't want to be doing that. We want to go ahead and spend that hard-earned taxpayer money. Painting people high up in all branches of federal government is a long-held tradition for Republicans and Democrats alike. Taxpayers have picked up the tab for the official portraits of top appointees in the Bush administration, too, including more than $40,000 spent on a painting of John Ashcroft, former attorney general. But, you know, he's a really good singer, too. A spokesperson in one agency that commissioned the portraits said, "These are done for future generations to see how we live."
Hey, if people don't care about politicians now, why would they care about politicians in future generations?
But you don't understand. It's not really about a tribute. It is a person's legacy. Here's an idea. Take a picture, okay? And like the caller said, and then you can make it into a painting if you want to. Like the rest of us, David Williams, president of the Taxpayers Protection Alliance, a watchdog group, thinks oil paintings of cabinet secretaries is a waste. It's not like people are going to be lining up for an exhibit. Ooh, HUD secretaries through the years. Man, that is sad. That is just sad.
$180K?
Yeah, yeah, in a year. Yeah. And again, how stupid, how self-serving.
So almost $1 million, roughly.
Yeah.
Almost $1 million over the length of a presidency,
yep,
perhaps.
Yeah, right. Very, very easily could be.
That's
and
enough
again,
to make you want to punch a nun.
It is. It is. Or, you know, a politician.
That too.
Yeah. Sleep really does matter. And there's more evidence to back this up. A study of over 7,000 high school students showed that A students averaged 15 more minutes sleep a night than B students. Now, see, the way they write this would seem to indicate that if you have your child sleep for 15 minutes longer, they'll make A's rather than B's. We did this after the kids got to school because, after all, it'd be, "Charlie, wake up." "No, I'm going to sleep another 15 minutes so I can be an A student." Yeah. And B students average 15 minutes more sleep than C students, and so forth on down the line. Amazingly, just 15 minutes more sleep a night can make a really big difference. U.S. Americans average 6.7 hours of sleep per night. Most people need more than that to function at their best. So why are we getting less sleep? Duh. We just have to watch that television show or watch that movie or be on the internet or cell phones or being out late at night just so that we end up sleeping less. But see, we're not, you know, we're not graded anymore. We don't need to worry about that, right? But still. And again, the way that it's written, it's interesting. But don't let your child sleep another 30 minutes thinking it's going to make them a better student. They really kind of need to study, too. They don't mention that studying is also something that has to do with grades, you know. Oh, I don't understand how he got an F. He slept really, really well the night before. Yeah.
Hall of Fame coach R.C. Slocum talks about Caldwell Country.
And as a customer, that's what you're looking for, I think, is someone that you can trust, that stands by their word. People feel good about the product they get. They feel great about the service they get. And so they get ready to go again. They don't look anywhere else. Before you settle on the price, what you ought to do is go look around. Just go in and give John and his people a shot at it and see if they can beat the price.
Caldwell Country and Rockdale Country, just a conversation away.
The Spirit of Texas Bank presents Victorian Christmas at the Kyle House. On November 30th and December 1st, you're invited to a Victorian-themed Christmas celebration for the entire family. From 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. each evening, enjoy holiday food and drinks, a build-your-own s'mores bar, a gingerbread house display, holiday movies in the outdoor movie theater, and take a hayride to downtown Bryan, courtesy of Team Auto and Bryan Broadcasting. All set to the sounds of Christmas carols performed by the Brazos Valley Troupe Victorian Carolers. On Saturday, December 1st, reserve a spot for your child to have breakfast or a Victorian tea with Santa at the Kyle House. You may also bring a new unwrapped toy to benefit the local Christmas Angels toy drive. Don't miss the first annual Victorian Christmas at the Kyle House, a global event group production, November 30th and December 1st. Tickets for entry are $5 and children 2 and under are free. Breakfast and tea with Santa require additional cost and reservation. For reservations, call 778-9101. That's 778-9101 or visit thekylehouse.com.
5 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Oh, man. Hostess and the Bakers Union have agreed to mediation. Twinkies
what?
May not shut down. Yeah. Yeah, we'll see what happens.
I can still cook it if we have to.
Well, I mean, you could cook it anyway.
Sure.
If you want to do that. But I'm just saying, you know, not sure.
Yeah, what are you guys' Christmas lists?
Huh? Oh, I've already.
A Christmas list?
I think I found the present for you, Kat, last weekend.
I already got y'all both something, but I'm not satisfied yet.
Oh. Well, no, we don't give multiple presents. You're going to have to give those to somebody else. If you're not satisfied with those, give them to somebody in the sales.
Oh,
what?
I like sales.
Slough them off on the weasels. Yeah, there you go.
Someday when I have enough time, I'm going to bake them a bunch of cookies
and put
dollar signs on top.
Yeah, good idea. Hello.
Happy Thanksgiving, y'all.
Thank you.
Thank you, buddy.
Appreciate that.
That was nice.
Yeah, it was. You're going to bake them cookies with dollar signs on top of it, huh? Okay.
Sam will ask where the real money is.
Right. So it appears that the eager shoppers who won't have to wait heading back to work after Thanksgiving holidays for the Cyber Monday deals, many online retailers will have their discounts up as early as Thanksgiving Day online. Article at TMCNet explains that the move to Cyber Thanksgiving makes economic sense. Shoppers who don't want to go out in the middle of the night and wait in line for doorbusters, easy to go online and get the bargains. Walmart.com expected to offer 40% off of nearly 150 items. Almost all of Best Buy's Black Friday deals will be found on their website on Thursday. Same thing for Macy's, JCPenney's, and Radio Shack. And Amazon.com also expected to offer big savings as well.
I saw a story about that with Toys R Us, and like the president of Toys R Us said, if you buy stuff online, you hate the environment.
Oh, really?
Yes, you have to go to the store or you're just an awful, awful person.
Wow.
There you are. eBay is opening a pop-up shop in a busy commercial area of London next week.
Really?
Yep. There won't be any used items for sale, and there won't be any auctioneer. The fact is there won't be any products at all except for tablet computers and smartphones loaded with the eBay mobile app. Ideas that shoppers will stop in when they're out and about, browse the internet, make some online purchases in the store, then they'll be shipped home to them.
Very clever.
We'll see. And we'll see if that works. I'm not exactly sure that it will, but it very well might. Now, what is it all about these discounts? Did you realize that there is a chemical factor to this? I'm going to wait till tomorrow to talk about it, but there is a chemical reason. Well, do you want to do Black Friday?
No.
I don't get it. I don't get tax-free, whatever. You know? I mean, you want to stand in line that long to save 8%? I mean, is that worth it to you?
Is it a psychological thing to try to make you feel like you might miss out on it?
Well, and again, that's what we're going to talk about tomorrow. It actually works on the chemicals in your brain for you to go and do that thing.
Because so many people depend on their laptops and netbooks for so much, Batteries Plus carries the area's largest selection of replacement batteries for them. Come into Batteries Plus and pick up a new laptop or netbook battery. That way you'll never have to worry about losing power and shutting down unexpectedly. Batteries Plus, the replace it place.
Visit Batteries Plus in College Station on the corner of Texas and Holloman for all your laptop battery needs. Batteries Plus, any battery, any bulb, for anything.
Don't forget, we're not going to be here on Thursday, so tomorrow we'll do Thanksgiving myths. We'll dispel some of those for you, because you'll want to know about that. Hey, by the way, I want to mention, just in case you forgot, ABC News has said that the most germ-laden place in restaurants is the tongs of the salad bar. Just
saying. Because vegetarians are dirty.
That's it. I just want to remind you of that so that you know that's the case.
Or maybe dieters are dirty.
You think so? Is that what it is?
Well, you keep saying the salad bar.
Well, I mean, but there's a lot of stuff at the salad bar that's not healthy and certainly not good for you. All right, obviously they've made a Broadway play, a musical about anything, because now there's a musical that's going to be based on Rocky, the movie.
I still need to see Rocky.
Opening in Germany. Well, see the first one. Don't go much beyond that. Yeah, after that, they're pretty much away.
One and two, okay.